Astrophil and Stella, written by Sir Philip Sidney, narrated by Avery Robinson.
Astrophil and Stella by Sir Philip Sidney. Part 1. Sonnets 1 to 30. Loving in truth, and fain in verse my love to show, that she, dear she, might take some pleasure of my pain. Pleasure might cause her read, reading might make her know, knowledge might pity win, and pity grace obtain. I sought fit words to paint the blackest face of woe, studying inventions fine her wits to entertain, oft turning others' leaves, to see if thence would flow some fresh and fruitful showers upon my sunburned brain. But words came halting forth, wanting invention's stay. Invention, nature's child, fled stepdame study's blows, and others' feet still seemed but strangers in my way. Thus, great with child to speak, and helpless in my throes, biting my truant pen, beating myself for spite. Fool, said my muse to me, look in thy heart and write. Not at first sight, nor with a dribbed shot love gave the wound, which while I breathe will bleed, but known worth did in mine of time proceed, till by degrees it had full conquest got. I saw and liked, I liked but loved not, I loved but straight did not what love decreed. At length to love's decrees I, forced, agreed, yet with repining at so partial lot. Now even that footstep of lost liberty is gone, and now, like slave-born Muscovite, I call it praise to suffer tyranny, and now employ the remnant of my wit to make myself believe that all is well, while with a feeling skill I paint my hell. Let the dainty wits cry on the sisters nine, that bravely masked their fancies may be told, or Pindar's apes flaunt they in phrases fine, enamelling with pied flowers their thoughts of gold, or else let them in statelier glory shine, ennobling new-found tropes with problems old, or with strange similes enrich each line, of herbs or beasts with Ind or Afric hold. For me, in sooth, no muse but one I know. Phrases and problems from my reach do grow, and strange things.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?